Chapter 128. Manners of lying down on one's back and placing one leg upon the other. 820. Abdullah bin Zaid radiallahu anhuma reported, I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, lying down on his back in the mosque, placing one leg on the other. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 821. Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu reported, After the Fajr dawn prayer, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to sit cross-legged in the same place in which he had prayed till the sun shone brightly. Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith tells us that it is commendable to stay in the mosque after offering Fajr prayer with the congregation until sunrise. It also commends sitting cross-legged. 822. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sitting in the compound of the Holy Kaaba with the thighs against the stomach and arms around his legs. Al-Bukhari. 823. Kayla bint Makrama radiallahu anha reported, I saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, seated with his arms enfolding his legs, and when I saw him in such a state of humble guise, I trembled with fear due to the awe he showed in that posture. At-Tirmidhi. 824. Ash-Sharid bin Suwaid radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, passed by me when I was sitting with my left hand behind my back and leaning on my palm. On seeing me in this posture, he said, Do you sit like those upon whom the wrath of Allah has descended? Abu Dawud. Commentary. The Jews and Christians are the people upon whom came the wrath of Allah. Muslims have been stopped from copying their example. But, unfortunately, they now take a pride in imitating them in every matter and think it necessary for worldly progress.